This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Any reason we picked Billie Jean?
I don't know. I just thought it was a good song.
Oh, it is a good song.
It's a great song.
It's WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and
Michael.
Fritz. What's that?
I said, that's Michael.
It is. Did you ever see... Oh, I'm sure you didn't. I saw the... I think it played in Philly, too. On Broadway, I saw MJ, the musical.
Yeah, I have not seen it yet.
It was awesome.
Pretty good, yeah.
Because it's just so much of the music. Yeah. I mean, the story is definitely leaves out a few things. So I'll be clear about that. But the performances were so... Yeah. Like, the singing was awesome.
I heard it was
like,
pretty good.
It was like going to a concert. It felt like you were at a Michael Jackson
concert. I got to check
it out.
Is it still here?
I don't know. I think
it was here for a while.
Maybe it was a Forest Theater or something. It was definitely in Philly for a little while, but I saw New York. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make a special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Where does Saquon Barkley's 2024 season sit in Philly history over the last 50 years for individual seasons? The options here are, Ike, are number one, numbers 2 through 4,
okay,
5 through 7, or 8 or lower. What do you think the biggest one is?
2 through 4 is probably the biggest one. You gave me, it's 4 options?
Yeah, there's 4. I can tell you that it really just comes down to the top 2.
Right.
So people either have it as number 1 or 2 through 4.
Right.
Those are the 2
I
options.
I figured most would be 2 through 4, because I don't know if everybody feels this way about Saquon's singular season, but I know there's enough people to feel that way. I would go 44%.
73.3% have it as number 1.
As number 1?
As number 1. And 25.2% have it as 2 through 4, and then like
the
less
other two
than
2% don't even matter. Yeah. Wow.
I
said it's number one. I didn't know if that many people would agree with me though.
There's a little bit
I'm
of
a little
disrespect
surprised.
Here.
I'm a little surprised that most people. I'm pleasantly surprised because I agree with them.
There's a case for it. It feels like the voting's too slanted to me.
Yeah.
So I have it as number 3. I have it behind Moses in 82-83 and then Schmidt in 80. Here's the other one that I thought people were going to bring up and could push him to 4 is Iverson in what was it?
The MVP season
01. So Iverson won the MVP, carried the team to the finals, didn't win.
Yeah.
But like this is the one season that I think when you're comparing the weight of Saquon that was on Saquon, you could say the same amount of weight was on Iverson. It's hard to, in baseball, you're never going to find that.
Right.
And in football, you usually don't find it, actually. And basketball, we just don't have one like this, you know?
Yeah, so, I would agree.
Yeah.
I mean, Iverson is the one that I sort of wrestled with. I wasn't here for Dr. J, and I mean, the 80 team with Schmitty, and obviously Moses in 82-83 season when they won the championship. Or was that 83-84? It was 82-83, right?
82-83
season. I wasn't here for that, but I respect everyone's admiration for that year, because it's always brought up. The 83 Sixers team is always brought up when they talk about a magical season. But for me, in the time that I've been here for the 27, 28 years, yeah, it's that AI season. It's the TO season. It's a baseball season there. Yeah,
there are a few baseball ones.
And it's Saquon's. Yeah. And the reason I put Saquon's over, like, AI to me is right there with the particular baseball season, right? But they didn't end in the championship.
Right.
And I understand Saquon wasn't the regular season MVP, although he should have been. And I know he wasn't the Super Bowl MVP. I just think his impact and really the transformation of how we viewed his team, Spike. Like, you got to think about this, man. Like, we came in not knowing what Saquon was really going to be. And there was a mixed bag of opinions about the team, right?
Sure.
We didn't know what the defense would be. They were young. We were optimistic, but they were young. Offensively.
By the way, even through the first 4 weeks of the season, we didn't know. Forgetting even the preseason.
Yes. Plenty of questions there. And when doubt was starting to be erased, when hope was starting to be formed, it was because of Saquon Barkley and the way that he was playing. And the fact that we all know he would have broke that record. I think people kind of throw that in there as well, and it ended in the Super Bowl. Man, but AI, to me, AI, that's I still remember that season. Like, that season, I can remember the flags on the cars. I still remember all of that, because, quite frankly, we haven't had it with the Sixers since.
No, we have not.
We haven't had that type of a run since, and I remember that. And AI was such a huge star.
He was the only star on the team.
When your favorite player is AI, is Allen Iverson, that's a huge star. Like, we had pro athletes who dude was our favorite player.
Well,
like,
and
that's how big he was.
He, along with, when you ask current NBA players who they idolized growing up, it's Kobe and Iverson.
Yeah.
It's not LeBron, you know, and none of them are old enough really for Jordan at this point.
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
So it's Iverson and Kobe.
And forever it was Iverson.
Yes.
Over Kobe. Yes.
Yeah. And yes. I still think it's equal, by the way.
Without a doubt.
Now, there's, you know, Kobe played was
that's a mistake
meaningful
there
lot
with
later.
Kobe.
And age-wise,
yes.
I think that some of the younger
AI
guys.
Was a cultural
yes.
guy.
Yeah, for sure.
AI impacted the culture. And he transcended. He crossed over into rap. You know, he did the commercial with Jadakiss and like everything. Like, AI was, man, AI was a star.
So I would have the Saquon season over AI. I would put Saquon over AI specifically because of what he meant from a culture and leadership standpoint that I don't think Iverson had.
Yes,
you know, and you could argue that was one of Iverson's like weak points or whatever. It's not that the other players didn't like him.
We remember how the season began. Of that year. Remember, they wanted to trade him that summer.
Oh, right.
It was a lot going on with AI. They had the whole 40 bars. Can you imagine being upset about rap lyrics?
Yeah, in 2025.
Yeah, into 2020. Yeah. I
forgot about 40 bars,
too. That was a whole thing back then.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Is Saquon's 2024 season the best season in Philly sports in the last 50 years?
2K say.
The individual season. Ron in Overbrook, you're on WIP. What's up, Ron?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Ron?
What up, Ron?
Spike, you're killing me, Spike. How are you going to take my guy? How are you going to take my guy?
Which guy?
AI.
it was AI. I'm sorry.
That took a lot of people's guys right there.
Yeah. No. Here's the thing.
Foreman.
Foreman was your second act.
You're killing me, bro. But before we get started, Francisco, can you hook me up? Can I get some of that like juice?
Oh,
he must have been drinking that Ike juice.
You should have seen the panic on his face, Ron. There was panic.
I know, though.
There was panic.
I love it. All right, so I was around for 83. I'm going to tell you, just like Saquon coming, when Moses came and we went had to go through the Magic Johnsons and a Larry Bird and all those cats, it was phenomenal. The first time as a young man storming Grove Street for a championship, it was outrageous. Let me tell you. I think this last championship ranked right up there with him primarily because I got to take my 14-year-old daughter And she got to see just how Philadelphia fans or Eagles fans really are. So that was awesome. So that worked out for me. As far as it's hard, man. I want to go Moses so bad, and I agree with y'all with AI. I got to go Moses Malone.
Okay.
Oh, primarily because the Sixers, what, that's kind of like their only one?
Well, 67. They won in 67. But, yeah. And then
none of us were alive for it.
Yes, no. Yeah.
I was a baby then.
Yeah.
So, my pivot, though, my pivot for a comeback.
Second act. Yep. Who had a great second act?
I got to go with Robert Downey Jr., man.
Now, I don't know if Ike's going to approve this because it was acting.
Oh, it's a good one, though. Here's what we're doing, Spike. You have basically opened it up to this.
To me, it's open.
So that's where it's at. It's opened up to this then. So I'm okay with it.
Okay. So, Robert Downey Jr. did have Robert Downey Jr.'s entire life, because of the drugs.
He was tanking.
Iron Man. He came back as Iron Man, and my goodness, boy, did he ever take off.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the biggest movie stars there is now.
Yeah.
You know? All right, Ron, thank you for the call. So, Ron's second act.
We're just not limiting the second act to
two different careers.
That's all you had to say in the beginning.
But that's what I thought was understood.
We didn't understand that.
But we had one person agreeing with me in the Twitter replies on John Travolta and one saying no.
Yeah.
So
it's all right. If that's how we're including it, it's okay. I'm good with that.
Okay. All right.
I'm good with that.
So it's based on Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley is his birthday today. And he had a great second act as a TV personality.
Great second act.
Yes. Still going.
Didn't Chuck just sign $100 million? I don't mean to count your, I ain't looking at your pockets, Chuck, but I think it was $100 million.
Oh, the new Turner contract?
Or was it $200 million?
I don't know how much it was.
It might have been $200 million.
And he
might have been 10 years, $20 million a year. Yeah, it might have been $200 million.
He had talked about running for governor at one point.
Arkansas.
Yep.
Or is it Alabama? Where is he from? He's from Alabama.
One of those two.
Leeds, Alabama. Yes.
And the next question winner today gets a $150 gift card for Wild Fork Foods. By the way, we'll get to it as soon as we have the sound, but A.J. Brown was on a podcast and did say some interesting things that we will get to shortly. 215-592-9494.
The teases that I dread.
Yes. I
don't even know where it's going.
I haven't even heard it. Mitchell in Swedesboro, you're on WIP. Mitchell?
Mitchell
in Swedesboro, you're on WIP.
I tell you.
All right.
Name like Mitchell.
Troy in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Fritz, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Troy?
Yo, Spike, you wrong, bro. You can't use Charles Barkley as the example and then say, oh, well, it all could be one field. You know what I mean?
This is outrageous. I could absolutely use Charles Barkley as an example and pick somebody who didn't do the same exact thing.
Only because you're the director there.
He's driving,
Ike is right, bro. You can't do it, man. But we're not going to dwell on that. What we are going to talk about is how you and me are the same age and how you remember Moses Malone. I was 4 years old when Moses Malone did that. So I can't tell you that he was number one. It's got to be Saquon, brother. He's the only one that teams changed the whole game plan for to actually play against the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? And we know he won that. He would have won that Dickerson Trophy.
Dude.
We know he would have MVP.
Broke that record, yeah.
Okay.
Listen, it's got to be Saquon. Got to be number one, bro. It's got to be.
Because of your age?
No way.
How about this? I know Jimi Hendrix is the best guitar player of all time. I was not watching Jimi Hendrix while he was good, but I can still watch him and know what he did and understand his impact. Just because I was six years old when Moses was doing what he was doing doesn't mean that I can't recognize how great he was.
You got your lawyer talk. You ain't on that one. You're the same energy with Charles Barkley as your example, bro. Come on, stop it. I got a second act for you guys.
Who is it?
My second act is going to be Will Smith, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Rapper,
yes,
to actor.
Yes, absolutely. Sir.
Let me ask you both this, and I'll keep you here for this, Troy.
All right.
They overlapped. So he was still a rapper when he was an actor. So is it really a second act? Because he was still doing Miami, Men in Black. Like, he was doing songs while he was acting. And he, even when he was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he was still an actor.
But he
still
became, a rapper. But he became known for being an actor.
Exactly.
Right.
When you say second act, I mean, he did a second performance, second genre.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? See? You got it. Come on, Spike. Keep up, bro. You got to use your examples, man.
You have me on the defensive now.
Yeah.
Ike put me in a corner.
No, listen. That's a good one, Troy. Will Smith, as a matter of fact, I mean, Will Smith, rapper.
Yes.
You know, TV actor to movie, you want to separate those? Because that's kind of John Travolta.
Travolta was movies. I mean, he was Saturday Fever,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I forgot about Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, but you could do, I'm trying to think if I could think of any movie. In fact, I can think of one TV to movies. I won't say it on air,
yeah,
but I can
got
think
it too.
Of one TV
I'm,
to movies.
I wonder if it's the same one, but
we'll
I got
say it
one.
Off
yeah, he's pretty yeah. popular.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, he was pretty popular. 215-592-9494 is Saquon's 2024 the best individual Philadelphia sports season in the last 50 years. Dom in Virginia.
I got another one. Another one just popped in my head.
Don't say it.
I won't say it. Okay. I won't say it.
Dom in Virginia. You're on WIP. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing?
What's up, Dom?
Hey, listen, I love Saquon, and I love the birds. And Saquon, but Saquon's season for me is number two because I'm a little bit older. Now, I know this is on the outside of what you were talking about, but in 72, Steve Carlton won 28 games.
Yeah, and that
and
team stunk.
Won like 54. He won like half of their games in one season.
Yep.
I mean, that was just an incredible season for talking about an individual season. That's got to be number one, at least in my book. I'm a little bit older, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it just really depends on how much you want to take the team success into. And the one thing I would say for a pitcher,
because the individual season, I don't know if anybody could match that.
No, it's an incredible individual season. There's another pitcher season that I'm sure somebody will bring up that is a little closer to us in terms of age. The case I would make, Dom, is that a pitcher is actually, I would actually say a pitcher is hurt the most by his team being bad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And has as little, can only affect the team, you know, once every 4 days at that time or once every 5 days. So the fact
he can pitch well and may not get a win.
Right. So the fact that he won 28 games, and what was the ERA that year? It was like 2.2, I think, right?
And the team was terrible.
Yeah. That is an outrageous season. And Steve Carlton was an incredible pitcher. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard that. I hear you. It is hard to pick a guy on a team that wasn't good, though I would say for Carlton, it almost works in his favor that the team wasn't good. Who do you have who had a great second act, Dom?
For the second half, I have to say, and I would have to say Terry Bradshaw, because they said he was an idiot that couldn't even read.
Terry Bradshaw.
And he made something of himself, so he did pretty well in the media.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he said he's retiring. He retired after the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Is he done?
I think he just retired after this Super Bowl. I'm just trying to remember. I can't remember if it was 30 years. Is it 30 years or 40 years?
It's got to be 30 years,
right?
No.
How long is Fox been around?
Well, I mean,
because he was on with Fox.
Fox started in the late 80s.
Yeah.
But I don't know when they started their
football thing.
Because Fox started, remember the first Fox shows were like Tracy Ullman show and all that on Sunday night.
Sunday night.
So
America's Most Wanted.
And Terry Bradshaw's is similar to Barkley's. I mean, that's similar kind of thing.
Yep.
Did they say Terry Bradshaw couldn't read?
He always joked about that.
Really?
People would say that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I think somebody had made the joke that Terry Bradshaw couldn't spell cat if you spotted him.
The C of the A.
Something like that,
That's very funny.
So he kind of took that in stride and played into it.
Daryl from West Oak Lane.
I guess he played into it.
Hello,
yeah, or he can't read.
Mike, Ike, and,
more credit to him.
Rojas. Hey.
Yo, what up, Daryl?
Okay, I got an answer. I'll say as far as the second act, I think it was Frank Sinatra. I mean, he's a multiple Grammy Award winner. And he won Oscar Award, too.
Frank Sinatra won an Oscar?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he actually won an Oscar Award. And in reference to, I think Barkley is like number two as far as a reference to greatest season.
Who do you have as one?
I like Roy Halladay.
Which year?
Yeah.
I've got you.
You're talking about 2010. You're talking about 2010.
Yeah.
So Halladay in 2010. Yeah. He was 21-10, had a 2.44 ERA, and threw a perfect game and a no hitter. That's crazy.
That's a pretty damn good season.
And I would say the no hitter, to my eye, was a more impressive game than the
perfect game.
Yeah.
Well, and a no hitter was in the postseason.
Yeah. I was. Thank you for the call.
That's a good one. I was waiting on that one. That's one that you're like, man, I wish we had won the World Series that year, because that certainly would have gone down as the greatest individual year. He did all this in his first year here as a Philly. He was the first guy that, you know, you hear about guys, you're trading for a great player. You've only really seen highlights of him. I hadn't watched a lot of Toronto baseball or have. He's never in the postseason, but you know who Roy Halladay is.
Yeah,
I watched enough Sports Center and baseball highlights to know that. I didn't realize how great he was until he was actually here.
You had to watch
him. And you got to watch him pitch.
Yeah.
He is still the best pitcher I've ever seen pitch, especially following. Watching him pitch that 2010 season, that was magical, man.
I put him, so the three best pitchers I've ever seen pitch were Halladay, Doc Gooden in...
Yeah, Doc is up there,
86, 87,
88.
And then Roger Clemens in the 90s. And they were all similar in that they were overpowering, pitched a lot of innings, you know, and Halladay's... I think the thing that we loved about Halladay so much that was so much different that we had seen is he was a psychopath.
Yes.
Like his intensity.
Yes.
You know, and I remember in the perfect game, because that was in Miami, just watching him sweat through that game. And what I'll always... And the no-hitter, that was the first game of that series, right?
Yep.
So I watched it on my in-law's couch. I watched it with Val. I've told this story before, but my wife had tickets to that game. She split a 19-game package with her brother, and they split the playoff game. She got that one, but she had this surgery a couple weeks before, so we had to give up the tickets.
Yeah.
And we were sitting on her parents' couch watching the game, and he was so good in that game that you knew two batters in.
Yeah.
Not that he was going to throw no hitter, but that his
stuff was... They were winning this game that night, yeah.
Yeah, his stuff was outrageous.
Yeah, he's... I was too young to really understand what Doc and Rocket was doing in the 80s and the 90s. Yeah. I didn't understand baseball enough to really appreciate what they were doing. Roy Halladay is the first dude that I was like, movement on the pitches.
Yep.
You know, all of that type of stuff where I'm looking at him throw, and I'm like, this got to be the most beautiful thing I ever seen from a pitcher.
It's like Zach Wheeler's a great pitcher, right? But Zach Wheeler at his best is like what Roy Halladay felt like watching all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like similar style pitchers, but.
Yeah, those 2 years, man, especially 2010.
Yep.
He was everything that he was advertised to be.
Francisco,
and then some.
Do we have the AJ Brown stuff?
No, did you see your phone? I'm sorry, I texted you about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you just write it on the thing? So we don't have it? Elliot said he was sending you clips. You don't have the clips.
Yeah, I'm rolling them right now.
Okay. All right. We'll have that next.
I love when we do this live and in color.
I grew up listening to Howard Stern. This is how Howard would have done it, so this is how I'm going to do it. I want sound. All right. So we
that
will
make
hear
me Miss Robin.
We'll hear. Well,
I fit part.
I mean, I'm
halfway there.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the traits, I would say. Those traits meaning inquisitive, funny, you know. All right, so we'll have that A.J. Brown sound next. A.J. had some things to say, and also coming up, Steve Cohen had something to say about Philadelphia fans. Mets owner Steve Cohen. We'll get to that as well. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.